Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and for the next half hour, we're going to be talking about our favorite companions, our pets. This is, I know, very important in my life, and we have a wonderful guest today because this is an hour of Mind Power. What is Mind Power? It is making you aware of opportunities to make your life better in one way or another, and that's what we're going to be doing today in talking about our pets. Our guest is Paul Mann, and he is a fellow that had an entrepreneurial dream. Maybe I should say a major aha. Somebody needs this service. And it has created opportunity and changes on so many levels. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Donna.
You know, when I first became aware of you, it was because of an associate of yours by the name of Marilee. And she said, Donna, you need to know about Fetch. And I said, okay, what's Fetch? And she said, it's a pet care system. And then I had a chance to chat with you. And I thought that you have demonstrated one of the greatest components of the American possibility, and that is to take an idea and put it into form and make it a reality so that it is going to make a difference in life in a very special way. Here we are with an economy. Every time you turn the news on, you've got something about this collapsing, that collapsing, and economically everything's going into the toilet. But yet it is that entrepreneurial spirit that you have and that so many others have that say, wait a minute, don't give up yet because we're out here. And I think that's so important. Paul, you have become involved in pet care. Tell us your story about how this evolved.
Well, you know, it's a really good segue. With every problem, there is a solution, right? I was looking for someone to care for my pets. This was back in 2002, and necessity is the mother of invention. I sat down and really look at the problem. Problem being is that two-thirds of Americans have pets, but there really is no professional, reliable name. And so I used my background to start Fetch Pet Care, really with the goal of leaving no pet uncared for. So that was our big overarching vision, and it's really come into play. We now have over 200 franchisees serving over 1,800 cities and towns in 35 states across the country. And underneath them, they have over 3,600 pet sitters on staff who are providing loving care for pets every day.
Now, let's talk about caring of pets. I'm going on a business trip, and fortunately, we have a wonderful, wonderful lady who has a kennel, and we call it the Scotty Hotel because I've got two Scottish Terriers. So they get to go to the Scotty Hotel, and this is something that makes me feel good because lots of times in the past, there just was no one that we could have if we had to go away for, maybe overnight, or we had to be on the road for a couple of weeks traveling. We didn't have anybody that could come and stay in our home, and having what would be termed a house sitter is really optimum. It's very comfortable because your pets then can stay right in their own environment. This is something that really is a big need, and usually those people that want to do house sitting, if they like animals, they just find that it's just a great way for them to work. And people, if they're willing to do that, my goodness, usually booked out a year in advance. Because we used to have the lady, and she was up there in years. She was in her 70s or 80s. She always liked dogs and cats better than she did people. She'd ask about them before she'd ask how you were. But she was in a minority. Why do you think that this has taken off so well? I mean, I think the answer is quite obvious, but you handle this very, very professionally. What does it take if someone wanted to become one of these pet caregivers? What kind of training do they go through?
Well, you know, first and foremost, we're looking for people who really have a passion for pets. They know they love pets. The people who have joined us absolutely have that. They've been around pets all their lives. They're realizing that whatever job they're in right now, maybe the writing's on the wall or it's already been written, or they're just not happy. And they the big aha comes for them as well. They say, wow, of course, pets. Of course I should be in this industry. And it's a great time for people to come in. What people may not know is the pet industry is the seventh largest retail industry in the country. It's actually larger than the retail toy, candy, jewelry, or hardware industry. It's going to do about $43 billion this year, which is double of just a decade ago. So people who are getting into this, typically they know they're pet lovers, they're entrepreneurial in spirit, they really want to do something for themselves as well in terms of having a great business. But like so many people out there, the big concern is, does it have legs? No pun intended. Does this business will survive the volatility of the market? Is it recession-proof? And the pet industry is proving to be that because people care for their pets. They don't stop caring for their pets. They're actually their kids. And, you know, the big customer base for us are the baby boomers whose kids have left the home, as well as the young professionals who are really putting off kids and having pets instead. So the people who come in already have that drive and spirit to want to be in this business, be in this industry. And then what we just kind of do is fill in their knowledge in terms of, we do 3 days of training where we teach them everything about operations and legal and accounting and human resources and really take them out and teach them how to walk dogs as well. But really what we're teaching them is how to manage the business. We teach them about all the software systems. We run a paperless business. So they're going to learn how to operate the business. And their job then is really to do local marketing to build demand and do staffing to meet demand. And all along the way, we support them with ongoing technical and regular question support. As well, we do a lot of national marketing. So we do a lot of PR. But we also, in addition, are doing a lot of partnerships. Just to lead into that, we've partnered up with about 200 corporations who are promoting us as a perk to their employees, their customers, and their members. So, for example, AAA now offers us to all 51 million of their members as a perk. So we're driving a lot of business to the franchisees. And getting back to your question then, really the main thing that we want to make sure of is that these folks can really manage local relationships and manage their staff to meet this ongoing demand that we're seeing. And we're really seeing no slowdown. Our franchisees' sales are actually ahead of budget, which is ahead of projections, which is really amazing in this economic period. But really, people still have to go to work. They still have to go on business travel. They travel on emergency. And, you know, we're still seeing our demographic traveling on business. So it's a pretty solid business that we're seeing, pretty low risk and good solid return.
Now, you mentioned dog walking, and we have, I know, some young people in our neighborhood that's how they make their extra money. They go and they will take people's dogs and take them out for a walk because many people, just like you said, they're working individuals. They maybe are in the middle of something. They don't want to take the time to do it, even though health-wise it probably would be fabulous for them. But regardless, so they have someone coming around like this. When you have different breeds, when you have different dogs, different temperaments, this is something that is quite frequently a challenge. I know because with my two Scotties, they're very, very different in personality. One, my female, she's very, very aggressive. And my other little guy, Victor, he is just a pussycat. He just thinks everybody's his best friend. So when you're out walking the two of them together, you have to really be savvy because if she gets her dander up for any reason, then she'll go after some dog. So you really have to be alert and aware. How do you train people when they are involved in this? Because walking dogs, I've seen people with dogs on leashes that have, one leash and two collars. I know one gal, she has four Pomeranians. She has two leashes she manages, and all four of her little Pomeranians, they're just adorable, walk along. And they're very much of their own dispositioning, but she's pretty much able to keep them under control because of having the four collars, the two leashes. How do you train someone to manage this? I mean, do you have some people that come in to show them how to work with animals? Because often they're walking more than one dog.
Sure, sure. We spend a lot of time training our pet sitters. Through our own training, we've also partnered up with a company called Barkbusters, which is the world's largest at-home dog training company. And we work together closely to bring a lot of education to our pet sitters and also to our clients. One of the things that we really try to do with our pet sitters is help them to understand that they are the pack leader. And so it's very important that when they go, first of all, one thing we do is a free in-home consultation. And that gives us a chance to meet the client, meet the pet, see the environment, make sure that the sitter creates a solid relationship with those folks and the pet. And with that, that also gives them a chance to ask any questions about the dog or the cat or any other pet's temperament. And if they have any history of any breakouts in terms of attacking other pets or if they like to chase squirrels, we want to know about that. And we then keep a record of that, and that allows us to keep on track with each different pet of what to be aware of. But all the time that they're out, the pet sitter spends a lot of time really trying to make the pet understand that that pet sitter is in charge. Now, the nice thing about what we do, when we come to a pet's home, the pets get excited because they know they're going for a walk. Unlike the pet parent who may not spend a lot of time with them all the time, 100% of our time with the pets is focused on playing, exercise, and just generally having fun. So the pets tend to understand that. They understand that if they're well behaved, they're going to get to go out and have a great time. So it's just a matter of time. And for example, if we are taking a dog out for a group dog exercise, we'll first take them out on leash for a while and really get the connection between the sitter and the dog. And then once we feel that they have that connection, then we can bring them into the pack. Now the pack is great because typically they're going to really welcome them in and balance them. And we have a tremendous success level in terms of initiating pets into our organization and helping them not only to have a great time, but really working on some of those obedience skills so that when they're with their owners, they're better. And we try to transfer that knowledge off to our clients as well so that they can maintain consistent commands and cases with the pet as well. So we're seeing it's working very well.
Now, with this, as a business, and we're going to be giving out some of your information pretty soon where people, if they're interested, if they have a love for animals and maybe they've been looking for something that they'd like to get into, they'll be able to contact you. Now, you have found that this is going to be expanding. You have these various partnerships. When people go to your website, what are they going to be able to find there?
Well, what happens is people will go to fetchpetcare.com or they'll dial 866-FETCH-ME, which is 866-338-2463. And once they do either of those things, they have an option. One is they can put in their five-digit zip code. If they're a pet owner, that will connect them. They'll put in their five-digit zip, and it will connect them to their local office so that they can book service. If they are interested in working as a pet sitter for Fetch, again, they will be able to put in their five-digit zip code and be connected with that local office, but also be able to submit an online application for consideration. If they are looking to franchise with us, there is just a wealth of information on our website, fetchpetcare.com, or, again, they can call 866-FETCH-ME and speak with a live franchise salesperson. With that, we try to share as much information as we can. I don't know if you'd like, I can share a little bit about what it's like to become a franchisee, what the process is.
Well, certainly. Give us a little bit of information on that, because
sure.
In today's world, there are a lot of people that are going to be saying, I love animals. This may be just perfect for me to do. So what would they need to know?
Sure. Well, I mean, what we want to do is we want to, first of all, make sure that it's a good match between the franchisee and the franchisor as well. So we take a lot of time with that. What we have on our website is complete information and FAQs. But once they submit an application for consideration, we send them a full disclosure of information. And it's a lot of good reading that will help them to become more educated. We have online videos, testimonials, and everything that they can view for more information. Through that, what we do is we actually interview them. We have an interview process to make sure that there's a good match. And then we actually start to work on a territory for them if there's a green light for both of us. And we use special software. A territory is about 50,000 households, the protected area. And what we'll do is we'll use special mapping software that will give about 50 different demographic and psychographic parameters of that area. So what do people spend on pet services? What do people spend on airline tickets? What's the average median household income? Things like that to really help us understand, is this a good, valid area for a pet care business? And we spend a lot of time there because we want to make sure everyone's successful. We also look at where we have partners. AAA, for example, there are a lot of AAA members in that area that will drive business to them. So we go through that process, and once we define a territory, they sign a franchise agreement, and the franchise fee currently is $12,000, and that's for 50,000 household territory. And with that, once we receive that, we set them up for training, which we do once a month. They'll fly out here to Walnut Creek, California, which is just across the bay from San Francisco. And we go through 3 days of training. And typically, once they complete training, it takes about 45 days for them to complete their pre-opening requirements, and then they're in business. There's a great relief launch, and next day, pretty much for most people, the phone is ringing. And what's nice about this business is it doesn't take a long time to get off the ground. Most of the franchisees are going profitable within the first year of business. We had one franchisee who came to us. Her name is Cheryl. And she said, Paulie, you know, she was working for Wells Fargo as a systems analyst. And she said, Paulie, I hate my job. I want to be out in a year. And I said, well, we'll do our best. Turns out in 4 months, she was, after a fourth month, she was grossing $8,000 and in that month. And at that point, she was able to quit her job. And I know that her numbers have since almost quadrupled on a monthly basis. So it's wonderful to see this. And this is a gal who was only 20 years old when she came to us. So you can do the math and sort of see where she's going to be. And what I tell people is, you know, although most people go profitable in this first year, it really is going to take about 2 to 3 years to replace your salary of what you're currently making at your other job. And so most people, about 56% of our franchisees, still keep their full-time job. And about 19% of them have a part-time job. And then the rest of them are solely operating their Fetch franchise. That number obviously is shifting as the franchisees are building their sales. But what's great about the business is that, I mean, by example, I own my own franchise, Fetch Pet Care of San Francisco. I spend about 10 hours a month on the franchise. That's it. And that's because we have I have pet sitters who do my assignments. I have dispatchers who answer my phone calls for me. I have my local sitters doing some of my local marketing. I have Fetch Corporate doing the national marketing. So I just do a lot of the handshaking partners and, again, staffing to meet tenants. And, of course, monthly billing and payroll. So these things don't take a lot of time. And the idea, then, is that someone can run their business without fully having to, you know, they can dip their toe in the water of this franchise without having to fully jump in. When they see they're ready, they can spend more and more time on their franchise if they like. Or they can spend more time doing other things. Like, I spent a month and a half in the south of France last summer with my family because I wanted to have, that's just a personal goal. So one of the things that we really talk about a lot at Fetch Pet Care is a whole running your life and your business holistically. So we actually require that our franchisees build in personal time to go after their goals outside of their business, whether it's starting a new hobby or being with family or traveling or starting another business. We recommend that they not solely focus on just Fetch Pet Care. And we're seeing that franchisees more and more have more time to do these things. And the whole idea is we want to build a group of entrepreneurs who have a successful business that are serving the community, but they're not stuck heads down in this job like a lot of people are in their cubicles today. We don't want to recreate what they've been doing historically. We want to create freedom. And seeing that with quite a few of our franchisees who've only been with us for a couple few years. So it's really exciting.
Well, Paul, I know that my listeners are avid pet lovers. And like me, they're always interested in knowing of options, whether it is to look at something as an entrepreneur, to explore something new, or whether they're wanting to have good care for their animals. I think that you have found a niche. You have filled it. Now, you have a website that people can go to find out more. What is that website?
That is www.fetchpetcare.com. And it's F as in Frank, E, T as in Tom, C-H, PetCare, fetchpetcare.com. And they can call 866-FETCH-ME, which is 866-338-2463. Either way, you will be connected with all the information you need.
Well, you've heard it right here, and it's good to know that the entrepreneurs are out there just ready to go and to grow, because that is what has always made this country so powerful and so great, are those that are willing to take the risks and see new opportunities. And Paul Mann, that's exactly what you've done. So be sure you go to his website, whether you're interested in finding out more about a business or if you'd like to know how you can get care for your pet. This is a business that is just growing like crazy and has been mentioned in some of the leading magazines throughout the country. So you can find out more about it by going to fetchpetcare.com. Pal, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Donna, thank you so much for having me.
It's been
a pleasure.
A delight. Continued good fortune for you. This is Donna Sebo, and Paul, thank you very much for being with me. I've got some other things to share before we go on to break. And again, Paul Mann, you can reach him at fetchpetcare.com if you'd like to have more information. There's all kinds of good stuff there on that website. Well, I wanted to let you know some of the things we're going to be talking about on the show today. This is fall. It's a time of year where the apples are coming into season. Here in the Pacific Northwest, apples are one of the big industries here. And we've got all kinds, everything from the John Gold to the King apples. If you've never heard of those, I hadn't either, but I have a friend that's got a fabulous orchard on his 11 acres, and they're just delicious. But we're going to be sharing some recipes with you. Also, we're going to be talking more about, in fact, I'm going to do that right now. Before we go to break, I want to talk about business. You know, we were just discussing Paul's entrepreneurial activity, Fetch Pet Care, and there is a foundation, the Ewing Marion Kaufman Foundation, and they released a survey this year which studied a large pool of new businesses to see what happened in their first year of operation. Now, these are the facts as they were presented, and they probably will not come as a surprise to many of you. 45% of the businesses experienced a profit, but 37% had no revenue. 25% had two or more employees, and nearly 60% of the entrepreneurial businesses had no employees. 9% had copyrights, 2% reported owning patents, and 14% had trademarks. 80% of entrepreneurs had a net positive equity investment in their businesses, and almost 40% had used external equity sources. 3% of business owners received external equity from parents, while less than 2% obtained external equity from spouses. So these are just facts that they've come up with. This is something that is a given with entrepreneurs. This is what they do. They're risk takers. Many times they'll start out on a part-time basis until they feel comfortable with what they're doing. And it can be anything. It's whatever you really have a love and a passion for. And I have a very dear friend, Patty. She's been grooming my dogs for years. And she had gone into college, and she just found that the academic world wasn't for her, but she had a real passion for dogs. And from the time she'd been a teenager, she had been assisting in one way or the other and working with animals. And what Patty ended up doing was going in for pet grooming. And my goodness, she is so busy because she just really loves what she does. And stop and think about it. How exciting is it going to be when you have a bunch of dirty dogs, cats, birds, or whatever that comes in, has to be groomed, and their hair sometimes is terribly matted. But she has got a knack with animals. They calm down under her presence, and she is making a very, very good living. And she just really is quite happy with it. So the key is, when you want to do a business of any kind, you need to ask yourself, when you're in this business, are you going to want to make the commitment to it? Because it really is going to be 24/7. And so many times it's very difficult, when you have been in business for yourself, to give yourself the time to take off. Because if you are a lone individual, you know that you have to be prepared to take business whenever it comes knocking on your front door. But little disciplines can really help you get through that. Now, by the way, one of the biggest challenges with entrepreneurs is dealing with health insurance costs. Now, there is a study that was released this year that found that health insurance costs for small businesses, that's anywhere from one employee up to, you know, 250, jumped by 30% from 2000 to 2005. Now, that is a lot of money. By the end of that period, small businesses were spending about 11% of payroll on health insurance. The average worker spent 2% of his or her annual earnings on health insurance. So there are many ways of looking at health insurance, and depending on what state you are living in, there's options to be considered. But this is something that is important to find out about, because in our world today, too many people don't have medical insurance. And life happens. No matter how well you try to plan, it's just going to be doing its special number to you at different times. So just be aware that this is something that when you're going into business that you are going to have to look at. And these are challenges that are not always fun to experience, but sometimes you have to work out an arrangement where the employee maybe will be paying a little bit more than what they're accustomed to be paying. But that's just the way it is. These costs are just going through the ceiling, and until we have a resolution to it, it is going to be a bear to deal with. And there are so many things that go into making a business anymore, making it work, making it operate. And let me just share with you quickly just something that I had found out about today just a short time before I started my show. We were having problems with our computer, and maybe if you've listened in the past few months, you've heard me mumble and grumble about old computers and technology and how things go awry. Well, unknown to us, a little square black box underneath the desk, called a modem, was dying. Now, it was working on sometimes and not working sometimes, and I am not one of these sophisticated technological individuals, so consequently, when I called the server to find out what was happening, I discovered that a row of lights, if they were all on, that meant that the modem had died. If one of them was off, that was in a particular positioning on the modem, that meant that the modem was working the way it was supposed to. I didn't know. So here we've been down and out, not being able to connect to the internet and to be doing certain things. And you have to deal with these technical issues. These are things that are going to come up, and it can be a bear sometimes. It'll close you out. Close you down sometimes in total frustration. I was talking with a friend who is a CPA, and he didn't have telephone service, internet service of any kind for 3 weeks because they were in a move and a transition, and he's in heavy tax time because the 15th for small businesses, for people too, dependent on their circumstances, the filing date for this year, the last filing date, is the 15th of this month. So here he is, 3 weeks during a critical time frame, not being able to operate his business, accepting processing paperwork in a certain way, but not having access via the internet as he normally does with customers. These things happen. They can be frustrating, and they're becoming more and more significant in what we deal with on a daily basis. So more of our time is being employed in dealing with these technical issues, with software problems, all kinds of things. We live in a fascinating world, and where our forefathers maybe were dealing with just as many frustrations in trying to bring crops in, well, today we have a different set, and that all has to do with technology. But we shall overcome, as the old saying goes. We definitely will do that. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. And have a pad of paper and a pen handy, because I have got a delicious chocolate fruit compote for you. Crunch. No, it's chocolate fruit crunch. Yeah, yum, yum. Okay, we'll be talking in just a minute. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Hey, telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, you can do it right now. The telephone numbers that you are able to call in to, first one is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians can call in on 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and also we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, if this is the first time you've had an opportunity to hear the show, I'm so delighted you've been able to join us and become a part of our listening family. And just know, if you want to call in and chat with me, I will just need your first name or your initial, and of course, I love to know where you're calling from. And then after that, just let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that is of importance to you. So again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. By the way, for those of you that have been having problems trying to reach me and you're not getting a response, it's not because I'm ignoring you. Like I said just before we went on the break, we've been experiencing this odd situation, and now we know why, and it's because the modem has been going through its death throes. So it is totally out of commission, and that really is frustrating. Now, don't forget, this countdown, yes, it's counting down, just a few more days before the Wisdom Festival. I'm going to be in San Francisco, and I'm looking forward to setting up on Friday the 17th, and there will be some open doors there. But then on Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be having people coming in from all over the country who are going to be speaking. There's going to be products and services and classes. I mean, there's just so much that's going to be going on at this wonderful event. This is being held at Fort Mason in San Francisco, which is one of my favorite cities. And this is just absolutely a delightful, delightful event. It's held just once a year at Fort Mason, so I do hope you'll come out and say hello. I will have a booth there, and I will be speaking that weekend. But I encourage you, check your program, look me up, and I will be there to say hello, and I'll also be doing many consultations. Now, to find out more about the tickets, where you go in Fort Mason to find us, go to their website, wisdomfestival.com, wisdomfestival.com. They have all the information there for you. If you buy your tickets online, you'll get a discount, and that's always a good thing. So I look forward to meeting with some of you when you have a chance to come out to this wonderful event. There's going to be an opportunity for you to talk to a lot of nice people, too. Just there's just such an openness, and it is just a great way to interact, especially if you have questions on unique subjects, the paranormal, etc. This is a wonderful supportive environment for exactly that. So I will be there, and again, this is right there Saturday and Sunday, and it is going to be at Fort Mason, San Francisco, the Wisdom Festival. So look it up, find out more about it, and come on down, because it'll just be great. I want to say that I did receive a very, very nice note from Rob Gilbert. And he said, "While last spring I was walking in a park, and a short distance ahead of me was a mother and her three-year-old daughter. The little girl was holding on to a string that was attached to a helium balloon. Now, all of a sudden, there was a big gust of wind, and it whipped the balloon out of the little girl's hand. The string went flying off, and he thought, boy, this little girl is just going to be in tears. That's what you expect a child to do. But the little girl didn't react that way at all. Instead, she watched the balloon going up, and she got all excited, and her exclamation was, 'Wow!' Well, for Rob, that was quite an eye-opener. He said the little girl taught him a lesson. Now, what was that lesson? This is how he realized the gift that he had been given by the child, by observing the child, was going to make a difference in his day. Later on, he had found that he had a phone call waiting for him, and he picked up the phone, and a person had news of an unexpected problem. Now, his automatic first response was going to be, 'Oh, no, what should we do?' But the little girl, the image of the little girl dealing with the experience of losing her balloon and her response of, 'Wow,' just flashed into his head, and instead of responding with a parrot-like comment, he found himself saying, 'Wow, that's interesting. How can I help you?' He said, 'No matter how hard we try, no matter how much we want to plan or program things, how much we want to control, life is always going to keep us off balance with its unexpected problems. Face it. Those are the facts. And not everything is going to be preordained. Life happens. So we can make choices about being frustrated or fascinated.'" I like that combination of words. Frustrated or fascinated. "A fascinated wow," Rob said, "will always beat a frustrated oh no." So his suggestion is the next time when you experience one of life's unexpected gusts, remember the little girl and make it a wow experience. The wow response always works. Rob Gilbert, and I just think it's great. How often do we do that? Have you ever felt like you sometimes just programmed yourself to have certain responses? Have you ever found yourself in a situation when somebody's talking and you go, "Gee whiz, I don't even know what to say"? You should never be embarrassed to make that statement. "Wow, I just don't know how to respond to this." That's honest. You don't have to make something up. And I think it's very, very hard for us many times because we will be in situations where we've just had no experience with them at all. So we honestly don't know how to react to whatever may be in front of us. So I like Rob's suggestion. I thought it was a very helpful one. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, or Canadians, 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Roswell. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the Roswell legacy. In fact, we're going to be talking with Jesse Marcel. His father happened to be one of the Army military officers that found all kinds of interesting material out at Roswell. And eventually it was taken away from him, but as a little boy, his son Jesse has very vivid memories, and he's going to be sharing his story. This is the first time Jesse has really gone public with what he experienced, what his father experienced, and the family as well. So I think you'll enjoy it. The Roswell legacy. And then on Thursday and Friday, because I'm going to be on the road traveling, you're going to be hearing a replay of Russell Targ, who is one of my favorite people. This is a man that has worked with the CIA, has been involved in remote viewing, considered one of the leading experts in the world. This is his story about how he gets involved in things. And then we're going to be having another guest whose name is David, and David is a historian, and he is going to be talking about how the 60s created a lot of the environment that we're experiencing in today's world, especially politically. It's going to be about the 1960s debate. Yes, this is historical information, and it's really quite fascinating. So those will be two shows that will be replayed, so I will not be on air talking with you live, but the following Monday I'll be back right here at BBS. But these are two good shows, and I know you'll enjoy them too. Remember, I mentioned earlier how this is the time of the year when you want to go out buying apples. We love to go up to Leavenworth, which is in the state of Washington. There are so many phenomenal orchards up there, fruit orchards, and the apples, I mean, and the pears, and the different kinds of fruits that come out this time of the year, they are just absolutely incredible. You can never, ever get the flavor of anything close to these homegrown fruits. And one apple is so big, it makes a whole meal when you go there. But we have for years gone up into that area of Washington because it is the apple growing area. Well, this is the fruit that for this time of the year, of course we're coming in towards the holidays, we want our apple pies and everything else, but lots of things we don't recognize or realize about apple trees. Apple trees that bear fruit are not part of the natural order. Surprise you? Well, did me a little bit. All of the apple trees that we have around today are clones. That's right. If farmers were to plant golden delicious apple trees from seed, they would not produce golden delicious apples as we know them. For over 2,000 years, farmers have been cloning apple trees by grafting the shoots and branches of existing trees onto new trunks to control the flavor, the crispness, and the juiciness. Yep, that's the fact. Fascinating piece of information. Donna Sebo here. We've got a caller. Let's go to the caller. First name or initial. Where are you calling from?
It's Bob. We're calling from Hertfordshire again.
Oh, from England.
Yes.
Well, how delightful, dear. And Barbara, you know, we're going to be going on break in a minute. Will you stay on the line so that we will not be cut off?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, quickly, let me just say to you right off the bat that there is going to be a conversation with someone that's going to be very unsettling to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to quite know how to respond to the individual and the emotions you're going through. I'm going to say take a deep breath and just excuse yourself a while until you can get a calm back inside of you, until you can get your thinking cap on the way it should be worn. If you do that, then you'll have a good response to the individual, but don't let them pressure you into anything. You've got to have your facts together first. so that you'll make the right choice and the right decision and not regret it later. Barbara, we're going to be going on break. Stay online, and we'll be back with you shortly. This is Donna Sebo. We've got Barbara in Hertfordshire, England, on the line. We'll be back in just a moment to find out more. Stay tuned.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be going back to Barbara. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me today, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Barbara, what's your question for me today?
I just wondered, I need to start making some money because at the moment I'm renting a flat in Hertfordshire and I'm trying to sell my flat in Notting Hill in London. And I told you before that the buyer fell through, and I'm trying to get a short let, so at least I've got some money coming in rather than having to pay all this money out at the moment. I'm a bit worried about money right now, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are worried about money right now as well. But it's a bit of a blow when I thought everything was going to be sorted, and then suddenly, the buyer backed out. So,
Well, Barbara, what I think you are going to find yourself doing is taking a very proactive approach. You have, you've got your family, so there are things that will need to be done. And I'm not necessarily saying that you're going to find work in Hertfordshire, but you might. But you need to look at how far you're willing to commute, what is going to be available to you so that you could, on a part-time basis, full-time basis, whatever your choice is going to be, will be able to then look at acquiring something that can help you get through the situation until you do sell the flat in London, which is going to sell, by the way. You're not going to have a problem with that. That is going to sell. However, you are correct. You have to be attentive to what is going on. So what you want to do is realize that, yes, this is a challenge, but let people know that you're looking for work. What kind of work have you done, Barbara?
Well, actually, what I'm trying to do at the moment is help people sort of eliminate some of their credit card debts and bank loans and things like that. So, there's an awful lot of people needing my help right now all over the country, I'm sure, but it's just sort of getting, people to sort of get all the paperwork done and start actually making money from helping people and helping them. So help myself.
Well, I would say, that is fine, and that's something that you could do on a part-time basis. But the way that is going to build, and it can build rather quickly, but you still have to be paid for what you're doing. So you need to be able to set up your parameters for this, which it sounds like you've pretty much got in order, and make sure that you have an agreement that people will honor and, you know, make them sign a particular document that gives you XYZ dollars that they understand what their financial responsibility is going to be. So that's fine. Also, because this is an area of interest that you have, you might want to look at maybe becoming a little bit involved with a company or two that is recognized as a primary company that does this kind of service for other people. If you do that, I think you're going to find that this is going to be most satisfying to you because you'll have a sense of security for a period of time, and yet you can continue to do what you're doing on your own. But you will need to advertise, and I would say the most effective way is just to put some makeup, some kind of a flyer, and take it into stores or any places that have bulletin boards in the community and just put it up there. Let people know who you are. And if you have anything equivalent to what we have in the U.S., a chamber of commerce of the community, make sure you get to know people there, because people in business, if they know others that are having some problems or they themselves might be having problems, then they're going to be very happy to find out about you. And it's a good way to integrate yourself into the community, too. So exactly. I would just say make a point of contacting business people, but you know what you've got going on. You do not need to be in fear. You just need to be aware that it is requiring a shift in your plans, and it doesn't mean that that's bad. It's just a shift in the plan. So just as on a sailboat, you have to shift the sails to whatever positioning is going to catch the wind most effectively, then that's what you're doing right now at this time in your life. So you're not on the wrong track. Everything is really going to work out okay for you. It may take a few months, but it is going to work out, and you will sell your flat. But in the interim, just if nothing else, know if you wanted to, you could rent your flat out if that's what you wanted to do.
That's what I'm trying to do, yeah. I'm trying to get a short
to make some income. Yeah, but you have to look at it. You have to plan it. If you have a tenant and they want to be there, you might want to have them for a year, and because you're not going to want people just to move in and then move out. So you need to look at that and then be sure that you handle it appropriately so that everything is recorded and they make their payments on time. So I'm seeing a rental of it, and I'm also seeing a sale of it. So yeah, there is eventually going to be that buyer.
Yeah. And then, Donna, I haven't had a sort of good relationship for quite a long time. I'm a single parent, so I'm sort of stuck in most of the time. So do you think that I could meet somebody while I'm up here in Hertfordshire?
I think if you involve yourself in the activities that mean the most to you, that you're automatically going to gravitate into an environment of new people. And I think there's going to be some gentleman that is going to be very interested in you. My only suggestion is don't rush it, because your commitment really is to being a good mother and making sure that the child gets the best care and direction possible. And you're very leery right now of bringing anyone in on a permanent basis. And I can't blame you, and I respect that. You just need to be able to be comfortable with the fact of dating. That's all. Just make it okay. Don't try to make it into anything bigger or smaller than it should be. Just allow things to flow. Because you need to be aware that to find out about the character of a person, you have to take time to get to know them.
Yeah.
And most of the time in our world today, we're in such a hurry. It's like hurry up and wait sometimes. And you really should take your time and enjoy the process, but be a good listener so you can hear what is being said and what's being communicated clearly so that you can find out about the character of the individual that you're dating. And that's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking anyway, that I should take time to get to know them, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't work out correctly, I don't think.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work out at all, because it's going to make you feel like you're just having a one-night stand. And if someone says, well, that's just the way I feel, and if you don't want it that way, then I'm on my way to somebody else, you say, fine. So that person, when the next bus comes, come on, just jump on. I'm not going to do it. You go ahead. I'm not afraid. And just let that bus that they think they need to get on move on by. Because you don't want that kind of person in your space anyway.
No.
You're really doing well, Barbara. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Thank you.
I've got to go, hon. We're out of time.
Okay. Thanks
all right.
so much, Donna.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You've got a lot of good inside of you, and there's so much that's just waiting to bust its buttons and show itself. So you just go ahead and enjoy the job, enjoy being who you are, enjoy the exploration of the individual you truly can be. Tomorrow it's Roswell, right here on bbsradio.com. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.